With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli forces struck the southern Gaza town of Rafah twice overnight, and heavy fighting in and around the southern city of Khan Yunis. Israel blaming the high civilian death toll on Hamas, accusing it of using civilians as human shields when the terrorists operate in residential areas. A shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Las Vegas Sheriff Kevin McMahon says the suspect is dead and there are several people that were struck by gunfire.
Three of the victims are confirmed deceased. There is a fourth victim who suffered a gunshot wound and is now currently in Sunrise Hospital, upgraded to stable condition.
McMahon speaking to KDNV, the shooter reportedly a professor who had unsuccessfully sought a job at the school. The shooting on the fourth floor of the building that houses UNLV's Lee Business School. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans have approved a bill that would block new pollution limits. Ben Thomas has more.
Republicans call the rule proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency a backdoor mandate for electric vehicles. It would set the strictest ever tailpipe emission limits for the 2027 to 2032 model years. The EPA says the rule is not an EV mandate, but it calls for up to two-thirds of new vehicles sold in the U.S. to be electric by 2032. That's a nearly tenfold increase over current EV sales and far more than the auto industry agreed to 2 years ago. The House measure blocking the rule now goes to the Senate, where it is unlikely to advance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wall Street higher following its first three-day losing streak since Halloween. The Dow up 16 points, but the NASDAQ is adding 166 points. This is SRN News. Some bad news for America's churches.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, houses of worship saw a drop in cash donations last year for the first time in a decade. Most churches did. All save those who regularly bring in revenue of more than $20 million a year. The annual State of Giving survey also reveals that donations to the typical ECFA member did not keep up with surging inflation in 2022. Evangelical leaders are hoping for a rebound this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise, life is changing for Jewish people, even here in the U.S. Rabbis say many families are asking if it's permissible to buy guns for protection, whether it's safe to send their children to Jewish schools, or what to do in case of riots. One 94-year-old Holocaust survivor in Miami tells the Associated Press, "I'm reliving my past." This is SRN News. A meeting between China's President Xi Jinping and European leaders in Beijing has highlighted differences over trade, international affairs, and human rights.
Clear imbalances in trade between Europe and China needed to be addressed, EU President Ursula von der Leyen told Xi Jinping in her opening remarks to a meeting in Beijing. The EU says the gaping trade deficit China has with Europe is because of government-imposed blockages, preventing foreign companies from getting better access to the local market. In turn, the Chinese government is expected to push back against European de-risking policies designed to reduce a reliance on Chinese imports.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald. A powerful earthquake has shaken the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu, but countries in the region say there is no threat of a tsunami. The magnitude 7.1 quake occurred in a sparsely populated area. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.